Each year, a leading Australian theatre maker is invited to give the Rex Cramphorn Memorial Lecture, an event which was created by the friends of the innovative Australian theatre director who died in 1991 at the age of just 50. The 17th Rex Cramphorn Memorial Lecture takes place at Sydney University tomorrow, and the star of that show is Lily Shearer. In 2025, Lily received the prestigious Red Ochre Award for Lifetime Achievement in Cultural Advocacy and Leadership as a First Nations artist. Lily is the co-founder and artistic director of Moogalan Performing Arts, the First Peoples performing arts company based in both Redfern and Brewarrina in far west New South Wales. Moogalan is a Yuin Bandajung word meaning to play or fool about. So it's a very great pleasure to welcome to Sunday Extra Lily Shearer.
Oh, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you, Lily. I wonder if you could just begin by telling us a bit about yourself and your story.
Oh, well, I'm Lily Shearer. I was born and raised in a beautiful small community town of New South Wales called Brewarrina, which is based on the unceded lands of the Nyiyaparr people, and had the privilege and honour of growing up with my parents, grandparents and communities from Brewarrina, Gadooga, Wilmeringal, Cunnamulla, Burke. I'm saying all these names, but people, a lot of people in the Big Smoke don't know where these places are. And Brewarrina is highly significant as it is the home of the oldest human-made structure in the world, our nunu, our fish traps. And I suppose I'm really proud of that, and, you know, I get frustrated, though, because, you know, it's older than the pyramids, it's older than Stonehenge, it's older than all those places around the world, yet the Australian government does not look after our waterways and our fish traps are in disrepair. So I set a festival up for that, but that's a story for another time.
Well, we'll come to the festival shortly. Tell us a bit more about Moogalan Performing Arts, which was formed in 2007. How did that organisation come about and what work does it do?
Ah, well, the wonderful Tracy Duncan, a Gomeroi woman, was the working at Redfern Community Centre under the City of Sydney. And I was working at Performance Space at the time in 2006 and she said, oh, Lily, you know, we're doing this project called Gathering Ground on the Block. Wonder if you'll join us with Redfern Community Centre and PACT Centre for Emerging Artists. And I said, yeah, sure. And then she started talking to me about Moogalan Theatre that was sitting dormant in Redfern Community Centre that Uncle Kevin Smith had been setting up before he passed away. And she said, oh, can you set up a theatre? And I said, oh, I don't know how to do that. And then I met some colleagues, a Bunuba man and Fred Copperwaite and a Biripi woman, Dr. Lisa Marie Siren, and we didn't know each other. And in 2007 when we met and we said, oh, well, let's just get to know each other and pull out and talk about this company and what it could be.
That is amazing. I mean, if you didn't know each other that well, you know, to be able to pull something together, the fact that it's still going, you must have really sparked something off.
We did. It was a real honour and a privilege to work with Fred and Lisa Marie to set this up as a legacy for Uncle Kevin. As you know, I contacted his family for permission, of course, and, you know, I'm really good friends with his daughter, Jin Jane Smith. I used to be a youth worker in Western Sydney, her and her sister, Gemma. And so we started it off and we said we didn't want to lock ourselves into one genre of performance, that is theatre. We wanted to be a performing arts centre so we could cover all our bases of storytelling as our people told stories through art, dance, song, music, since time immemorial. So, that's how we got started.
And the rest is performing arts history. And Moogalan these days runs not one, not two, but three festivals. I wonder if you could tell us what those festivals are, Lily.
The first one is the Yellow Monday Festival, which is our national gathering of storytellers from around the country, and we choose six works from around the country to bring to Carriage Works, our home on Gadigal Country in Sydney, and we bring them to Sydney. We put a group of local actors, performers, dancers, musicians, directors, dramaturgs around them, develop their stories, and then show them in development to our local community audiences and our industry friends. Mm. And, I think that started in 2013, and that was the major policy of the National Indigenous Theatre Forum that was held in Cairns in 2010. And that's right. And Wesley Enoch was running some workshops, and that was the number one policy that came out. And you had to if you put your hand up, you had to deliver. So Lisa Marie and I put our hand up and said, oh, yeah, we'll have a go at the National Black Theatre Conference. Yeah. And which was it? What we were talking about, and then we developed the Yellow Monday Festival, and it's been going since 2013.
Fantastic. Tell us about the festival that's held in Brewarrina, Lily.
That's the next platform that we set up, Biami's Nunu Festival, and that's been going since 2015 in Brewarrina. It's grown after the 11th one this year. The new incoming lead of that project, Megan Kelly, has decided it's too big to do every year. And so we're doing it every second year, and that's about advocating for our river through the arts, about advocating for place, because if place is unhealthy, then the people are unhealthy. So if you can't catch fish in our river, and we're big fish eaters, then it's not healthy. Mm. We love our fish. Mm. I grew up on fish, you know. I still don't eat fish on Fridays, and that's not a religious thing. That's a cultural thing. Mm. You know, yes, my granny was a devout Catholic and didn't eat meat during Lent. However, my grandfather, not a devout Catholic or a devout religious person, a very spiritual man, brought fish home every Friday, and my father continued that. Yeah. Practice when my grandfather passed away. So, yeah, we do circus, puppetry, music, corroboree. We open with a big corroboree at sunset on the banks of the Barwon River. It's just absolutely beautiful, and I encourage people to come in April 2028.
Sounds fantastic. And, yeah, the art scene in Brewarrina really is fantastic. But we've got one more festival to get through, Lily. What's the third festival?
The third one is our Kurigra platform for our queer artists and supporting their work and their stories for stage. And the last three Kurigras have been part of Biami's Nunu Festival in Brewarrina, and gets packed audiences every year. And this year, later this year, we're doing one night only in Wilcannia of Kurigra Divas.
Fantastic. Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, you're giving the 17th Rex Crampon Memorial Lecture tomorrow. Now, don't want to give away too many spoilers before the big day, Lily, mm-hmm. but what are you planning to talk about?
Oh, talking about land-based works in the performing arts for First Peoples and why it's important to us to have land as a character in our stories. Mm. Yeah, without giving away too much. With the wonderful Professor Daniel Browning, of course. So we're stewing up together.
Fantastic. Well, obviously, Mugulan's come a long way since 2007, and the First Nations art scene seems to be thriving these days. What's your sense of the current state of First Nations theatre in Australia?
Well, First Nations theatre in Australia is groundbreaking work. I mean, the three main companies in Australia, you know, there should be one in every state and territory, but unfortunately there's only three, Mugulan, Albidgeri and Yiriyarkin. But we work together with our other companies that are fully funded as well, Bangara, Marigeku and Black Dance, and, of course, NASDA, our training institute. I think there's room for growth. I feel like a lot of people are making content, like, for me, a black work is written, direct and produced by. Mm. That's a black work. Black content is written, often directed by non-Aboriginal people, often produced by non-Aboriginal companies. That's content. So I think, you know, there's a big gap between content and authenticity.
Yes. Yeah.
I encourage those non-First Peoples companies to get in black directors, and if they can, put a black producer on.
Yes, indeed. Well, we're going to have to leave it there, Lily, but thank you so much for speaking with us on Sunday Extra this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
That's Lily Shearer, co-founder and artistic director of Moogahlin Performing Arts, who's given the 17th Rex Cramphorn Memorial Lecture tomorrow.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.